I did start talking about control and how that is a fundamental, I don't know what you want to call it, that seems to just be ingrained in all of this system, is the need for that heavy-handed control. And I see this need for control in Nanji, and I want to ask you, the Raven, what is that, our need to be powerful, the denial of that power, and how that manifests in our children? Because I feel like that's where it starts to really go wrong, when you have children who grow up with the feeling of that there is not enough love, that they're not enough, that perverts their own power because they tell themselves some stories, these negative thoughts. And I think that's where it stems from. And so I'm really, again, as a father, trying to be very conscious of that. And it's not an individual solution by any means. Try as I might, I can make the safest bubble for Nanji to grow up in, you know, homeschool him and do all these things, but that doesn't solve the larger issue. It won't change anything fundamentally for, you know, his children or every other child of the world. So, and the Panopticon, I think, is a extreme system set up based upon that need to control, based upon the idea that there is not enough of, that we have to herd and dominate the people around us.
And at the beginning of Revealing Division, which you can download the PDF and read, I make the point that the scarcity myth is structurally reinforced by the nuclear family form. And so each family is in their separate cell, just as in the Panopticon. Mm. And all we can see from the perspective of that cell is what the system has created for us to see. The way the schools are set up, the way the government is set up, the way we feed ourselves, we're given. It's there, ready-made for us. And we are just to go along for the ride. Nothing is required of us but to obey. But that's not what we're here for. That's not our nature. And that's why it's been such a gift seeing Nanji, seeing a lot of small children, because he's given me, without Nanji, I don't know if I could hang out at the tot lot for hours on end and play with children. I think other parents might, well, actually, I don't see other parents. That's the problem. Hmm. I very rarely see parents. It's just quote unquote child care givers. A few days ago, I watched this toddler scream on his way out with the child care giver, and on his way back in the stroller, this look of utter, I couldn't quite describe it. It was as if at not even one, and learning that nothing can be done, I must accept that I can't have what I really want. And in Nanji, I see this calculation that if I can be perfect, I'll be wanted. And I don't mean, Eric Fromm said that for a child to be joyous, confident, have that sense of exhilaration, it is good to be alive. They got to get both the milk and the honey. The milk is what's necessary for the physical survival of a child, and the honey is the joy, the exhilaration that you're in for a good time here in this thing, this wild ride called life. This is going to be good, right? And he said in order for a child to have that, the mother has to be a happy person, and I expand that to mother and father, the people in his life. And the thing is, it's real hard to be happy when our lives are stolen from us. And